Now, I want to move on. Hi, Niall. I'm going to just read out this. This is a social dilemma. We like to do a kind of news story and a social dilemma every day. But hi, Niall. I make this as brief as possible, but on Monday, I was cleaning my son's room, which I never normally do because he's 17 and I figure he's old enough to look after himself. I was moving the carpet under his bed, which was stuck. I had to get down on my hands and knees, and I noticed an unfamiliar bag under his bed. Curiosity got the better of me, and I slid the bag out and looked in it. And in it was a dirty tracksuit, as I imagined was probably going to be the case. I spotted another bag inside the bag and pulled that out and opened it. And inside that, there were three smaller bags. One had white powder, which I assume was cocaine. And another had weed or cannabis. In the last bag was smaller bags. I'll be honest, it was a fair quantity of drugs. I was in despair, as I suspected he may have been smoking drugs, but couldn't confirm it. But never in my wildest dreams did I think my own flesh and blood would be dealing in drugs, and that's what it looks like. I showed it to my husband, and he flipped, and he said he wants to call the guards. He said if we let him away with this, it'll just get worse, and God only knows who's involved with my son. My son came home from college, and we asked him immediately, and he got defensive, asking why I was snooping in his room. He lost his head completely and said he needed the drugs back and promised he would stop what he was doing, but really needed them back so he could pay back the guy he got them off, otherwise he'd end up in a lot of trouble, he said. His father wanted to bounce him off every wall in the house and is still insisting we get the authorities involved. My son won't tell us where he got the drugs from, but is begging us to get my husband to calm down so he can get the drugs back. I'm just so torn, and it's all up in the air until they come home again today. The atmosphere in the house has been so hostile, but I really don't agree that we should report him to the guards. What should we do? Well, what would you do in that situation? Would you report your own child to the Garda Síochána for drugs? It's a very serious crime, isn't it? And it's something that could go a lot worse, get a lot worse and go a lot further. Let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. 085 122 55. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Niall. Good afternoon. That was a very lively conversation you had earlier with, you know who, Saoirse, I tell you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, on the other show. Yeah, absolutely, it was. Joe, getting back to the drugs, what would you do in this situation? What do you think this father should do, or mother?
Well, I think the mother and father should report it to the Gardaí, because this is a very serious crime, Niall. Drugs, as you know, is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. And we have a major problem in this country in the last 10 or 15 years regarding drugs. And it's not just drugs in poor communities, it's in all sections of society. It's even in our state bodies as well, and in certain sections of the media. And you would, of course, report it, Niall, because if I saw a member of my family, and I'm sorry now, and some people might say I'm a rat, but look, I'm not a rat, and I don't mean by going down that road, but I am very... I am very strict when it comes to crime. You know, I don't agree with illegal crime. I think drugs, yes, I would go to the Gardaí and I would make him pay the price, because if he had a brain in his head, he wouldn't have been doing what he was doing.
Yeah,
as simple as that.
I'm kind of caught in the fence whether if she reports him, I'm assuming it's his first offence, obviously, but if she reports him, there's a possibility, he'd be in trouble.
Sorry, no.
If he's in trouble and gets a criminal offence out of it, now I don't know.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it? Because he should have known better. Now, you know and I know.
But you've also got the problem that if you do report him, the guards will seize the drugs, and then you've got the drug dealer who supplied him is going to come looking, knocking for his drugs.
But sure, of course, yeah, that's the problem. Like, imagine if he was involved with a major criminal network now, say like the Kinahans or some major organisation. I don't think that young fellow would even be allowed to stand. Would even be alive to stand trial. He probably would be found dead in some reservoir or something, or he'd be taken out somewhere anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No.
I think it is foolhardy of the young fella, and I think the young fella. I have no sympathy for, as I said, Niall, and I'm not going to repeat myself. I have no sympathy for anyone
dealing drugs,
who's involved in illegal drugs, because drugs is evil. It destroys families, it destroys communities, it destroys society in general. So if he wants to make that mistake, that's his tough, you know?
Okay, thanks for that. Let me go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall? How you doing, Radioland?
Right, Jesus, child, you don't have to introduce yourself. It's not like you're some sort of superstar.
I am, Niall. I am. All right, don't you know it?
Well, John, what should the parents do? Should the parents report him to the authorities?
Yeah, I agree with Joe there, where he's just after saying there. At the end of the day, the parents should. It's not to be malice about it. It's not to be disrespectful to the son, but it's for the safety of them, the son, the home, the family. And at the end of the day, what you should also do is mark his cards and say, listen, son, if you want to carry on this way of dealing, you know, being involved in drug gangs and that, and this kind of carry on, you do it from somewhere else and you don't come back near this family again. I would actually exercise him from the family as well, because it's just too dangerous today. Just far, far too dangerous today to be dealing with that shit going forward.
Would you not give him? Would you not give him a chance? I mean, I'm assuming this is the first time he's ever done like, very wrong.
No,
like he is their son. I'm sure they love him. You know,
I know, but how many people's houses have been attacked by drug gangs? Because, as you rightly said, they came looking for their drugs, or they came looking for their money, or
well, then should they just give him the drugs back and let him give the drugs back to whoever he got it off, and then be finished with it?
Well, no, I would sit him down, and I would say, I would. It's not their interrogating, but I would say, where did this come from? Get rid of them, send it back to them, and if you want to continue this life, you do it from somewhere else. Mm. Good luck. No, for the safety of the family, because they could torch the house, they could come back and take out, you know, another member of the family in revenge.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't get a him, they could get another member of the family. So, I mean, there's no way you deal with that stuff these days. It's just far, far too dangerous. And as Joe rightly said, you don't. It's just far, far too dangerous these days going forward.
So if this is your son, you'd be on to the guard straight away?
Yeah, well, not for the sense of malice, but on the sense of safety, yes. Yes, because I think...
But John, here's the problem, and I said this to Joe. If you ring the guards come up to the house, right? And what you're hoping is the guards will give him a good ribbon, good talk to scare the shite out of him, right? That he won't do it again, right? So the guards are going to the house, they're going to confiscate the drugs. They're going to go, okay, where's the drugs? Here's the weed, here's the cocaine, here you go, here's all the little bags. They'll confiscate all that. The son wants it back so he can give back to the dealer. Now you've got a problem that you might have, I don't know, a couple of grand's worth of drugs. The guards have just taken it. The drug dealer who gave it to your son is going to be now looking for it back. He doesn't care where your son is. He's going to come knock on your door anyway. But would it not be better to let the son give the drugs back to them, no?
Well, the way I would deal with that is if I found them and I'd sit the son down and say, who does this belong to?
He did ask him. They asked him, and he won't tell them, but he said he wants the drugs back to them.
If he's not going to tell them where it came from, then the police have to be brought in, because there's no way that you could put your family in danger for your son's illegal activities going forward. And that's the way. Yeah, and what I would say, I would sit him down and say, right, I want to know where this shit came from. It goes back to whoever owns it, you know, who owns it. And you either cop on, I get the fuck out of this.
Okay, well, stay there, John, for a second. Let me go to Derek as well. Derek, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Derek, I mean, you've had a situation similar to this. Well, not you personally, but yeah.
Yeah, like, now, thankfully, my son is only 12, and ever since he can talk, I've been drilling it into his head about the harm that drugs does and whatever. But, like, I had a situation where I dobbed in my own first cousin. Like, he robbed my house and he brought on other lads to give him a hand to do it, and he knew there was money there on the very night and things like that. And, you know, I had been very good to him in the years leading up to it, and he was only a young fella. And I thought I'd done the right thing, and to this day, I still believe I'd done the right thing.
So he basically burgled your house and you reported him to the guards?
He burgled my house, right, and they had to go to court and one thing and another, and I got my money back in dribs and drabs through the superintendent and whatever. Like, okay.
And then what happened? Did he get a suspended sentence or did you get?
No, it didn't go out. As the last caller says, a chin wagon and whatever, right?
Oh, right, okay.
It didn't work. They were kind of gone too far at that stage.
Right, okay.
Where I be coming from and all this is, everybody has a parent somewhere. And, like, if your parents can't tell that the son or daughter is doing some sort of drugs. If you can't smell weed and stuff like that, back some years ago, we got guards down from Dublin that brought down every drug known to people, you know, in suitcase, and people come up and they were pure amazed. They didn't know what it was. I think the whole thing is we're not educated enough. And you have parents that are telling the children, oh, don't be on these drugs and all this. But they don't know
what the drugs are. Well, now, in fairness to this mother who wrote the email, she said, so she did recognize it. She said there was a bag of cocaine and a bag of weed. Now, obviously, she calls it weed. And she said substantial amount and some small bags. So I'm assuming from the small bags, he's going to be dealing, you know.
Exactly. So he's not new to the game or anything.
No.
And, I think, what your first and second caller said there, they need to bring in the guards into it, right? Now, and as you said there, right, there could be a couple of grand involved in it. But if there was 3 or 4 grand involved in it, right, and if it was all sorted, the guards came, took away the drugs, the parents were in a position to rally around the family, get the money, pay these lads off, right?
Oh, you'd pay the dealers off, would you?
If the guards come, they're going to want to see the drugs.
Yeah, well, they'll take them. They'll confiscate them.
They'll take them. But what do? You leave him going on until he's going around driving a big Mercedes a year old and he has 10 lads working under him?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm surprised as you're saying that you then rally around the family and try and get the money to pay off the dealers.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like, if there's 3 grand's worth of drugs involved.
Yeah, the dealers want their money, don't they?
He'll want his money. He wouldn't give it to you as far as it comes out of, as long as it comes out of somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
But if you can't sit down your son or daughter then at that stage and say, look, we had to go around and beg off your uncles and aunts and whatever to get this money, you give up the ghost or what do you do? We had issues down where I lived, and personally I went around and borrowed and scraped money off of people to the value of 17,000 to stop people losing their lives over it. And that's you have all these people coming on television shows there and all this, and wouldn't do this and we wouldn't do that. But what do you do? Do you continue this trail of letting young people die? And another thing we have to do in this country as well, we have to stop believing that unless you have doctors behind your name and everything, that the people that can solve the drugs problem is the people that have come off drugs themselves.
I know. And I've had a lot of them on the air. Sorry for putting you a bit short there, Derek. I've had a lot of those on the air. They do, in fairness, a lot of them do go around to the schools and colleges and what have you as well. Okay, Derek believes he had a cousin. He dobbed him in for robbing. Angela, would you report a family member if they committed a crime?
Yeah, to this extent, yeah. Because, you've a 17-year-old that had a bag of coke and weed, is it?
Coke and weed,
Yeah, this isn't small time shit.
It's not. No, she said it was a reasonable amount of drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a reasonable amount, you know. What I would actually do is, because you do have to err on the side of caution here, right? That's a lot of money. You know, it is a lot of money, and he could owe a lot of money. He's never going to tell who it comes from. Let's just kind of get that out there first. He's 17. He's stupid to do what he's doing. He's not stupid enough to give up who he's doing it for. So what I would do is I would get the drugs back and then haul him down to the guards. That's what I would do.
So you would get the drugs back to the dealer?
Yeah.
And then bring him down to the guards. The guards are going to say, where's the drugs? Yeah, the guards are going to say, where's the drugs?
Come here, I don't give a shit. What the guards would turn around to me and say, I don't care, right? It's my son. I'm thinking of my family. I'm thinking of my home.
And what would you do if the guards charge him? What are you going to do if the guards charge him? Well, they won't be able to.
Well, to be honest, I'd hope the guards would charge him.
Right.
I would absolutely hope they'd charge him with something. I wouldn't care what they charge him with. Lock him up if they have to. But the other thing is, he's 17, so technically he would be charged as a minor anyway.
Doesn't matter. He'll still end up with a criminal record.
Yeah. And that's his own tough shit.
And his mates say when he's 19 or 20, his mates are all heading off on a J-1 to America. He won't be going.
No, he won't. But he's the one that's done this.
Okay, well, stay there, John and Angela. I want to bring John in. John, hi, how are you?
I can't believe I'm listening to this. Every one of the callers, right, including Angela, would shop a 17-year-old who's still a child and would give them a criminal conviction, right? Would also put them in jeopardy by handing over the drugs, or not handing over the drugs if the girls get their hands on them, to a bunch of criminals. 2 years ago, there, I was asked for advice on something similar to this by a father who was freaked out. Something, the scenario was the same. Drugs were found. Young lad was selling them, and he was keeping some for himself. Right? Now, this was cannabis, which was quite a lot of it. And he said to me, what will I do, John? I'll have to go to the girls. I said, under no circumstances. Here's what you do. And this is what he did do. Himself and another guy went around. The guy sat in the car a bit away. He met up with the guy that gave his son the drugs, gave him back the drugs, said, never come near my son again. I am not going to go to the girls now. I know who you are. I know your name. You're being filmed at the moment. If there's any repercussions on my son, no. We have the video of you. I will identify you in court. Here's your drugs. Don't come near my son again, right? And we'll call it quits. And that was the end of it. Why in the name of Christ, like, would you put your child's life in mortal danger? First of all, like, with the criminal fraternity, right? They could end up being beaten to a pulp, or worse still. You didn't bring the girls involved and give them a criminal conviction at 17 years of age. That's no way to look after your son going forward, right? Or daughter. But, I mean, you definitely, no way would you bring the drugs to the girls and then bring the criminality down to
well, John,
you. No way.
John, you didn't listen to what I said. I didn't say bring the drugs to the guards. I said tell him to get the drugs back to the drug dealer.
You're still bringing your son to the guards and you're going to get him a criminal conviction.
I still would bring my son to the guards.
Why would you shop your 17-year-old son who was still a child and to set him down the road of criminal conviction? Why would you do that?
Okay. Would you shop a 17-year-old that murders someone?
It's a bit of a difference, isn't it?
There's a difference between both.
There's a huge difference in, you know, having a bag of drugs under your bed and murdering somebody.
Having a bag of drugs under your bed, having a bag of coke, having bags of coke, that do kill people.
Oh, I know. I'm aware. Right? I'm aware of how horrible it is to be a drug dealer, by the way.
Yes, it is.
But it's not like murder. They're not like murdering
dealing.
Somebody.
He is 17 and he is dealing cocaine. Now, don't tell me that he is dealing cocaine to the business manager down the road. He's not.
Well, hang on, because the other John that's there, sorry, you're still there, John, Christian John. Yeah, you heard John O'D. Why would you shop your own son to the guards?
Well, I'll put it this way, Niall, and at the end of the day, John, there, what's happening here is that son has no respect for his family. Because if he did have respect for his family, he wouldn't be getting into that shit in the first place. The fact of the matter is, if he's old enough to understand that he's dealing drugs for a drug gang, well, then he's old enough to take the consequences of the law on top of it.
Yeah.
And I would give him a choice, get that shit back to whoever he got it from, or else get out of this house and do not involve my family in any of your drug deals. And in respect to John there, I couldn't care less what he says. The fact of the matter is, the 17-year-old son is not taking the safety of that family into account today.
Yeah.
He is putting them in danger.
For the simple reason, I can answer that. For the simple reason, he's 17 and he doesn't get it. He's a teen.
I couldn't care
and
less.
He doesn't seem to mark the danger.
17 is not a child.
No, by the way, but you're telling me so that you would turn your back on your 17-year-old
For drugs, yeah. I would give him a choice, either get rid of the drugs, have a normal life, or get away from this family.
Well, how can he have a normal life when you're going to march him down to the Garda station?
I would just give him the choice there.
But you're not really giving him a choice. You're giving him a choice to give back the drugs, but you're still bringing him to the guards.
No, Niall, I would sit him down.
Sorry, Angela. Well, hang on. Angela, go ahead.
Yeah. Niall, as you said there, first of all, what are they going to charge him with? Right?
Possession with drugs with intent to supply.
But they how can't charge they have him. There's no drugs.
There's no drugs.
No, hold on, John. One second. The drugs are come back to the drug dealer. So you're marching him down and you are turning around and you're going, right, bring him in there and talk to him. There's absolutely nothing they can charge him with anyway because there's no drugs there. And John, you said that these drug dealers, that you had them on video and everything. John, they don't give a shit about that. They will turn around. See, they got their drugs. John, they got their drugs back. That's what they were happy about.
The very fact,
you could not
the very fact,
go.
You, no, no. The very,
you cannot
the very fact
go
is you handed,
to. John,
you
John,
give back
let me
the drugs.
Finish. You,
if
John,
the drugs are given
you cannot,
back.
John, just listen to me a second, right? You cannot video someone handing over drugs, go down to a Garda station and say, there is a video of so-and-so and so-and-so.
You'd be done yourself
handing
for that.
Over. John, let me finish, right? You cannot turn around and show a video and say, that's them handing over drugs, right? There's no proof. There's no proof that they were drugs. The reason that these guys did not come back to that family is they got their drugs back. This is the big picture.
Okay, sorry,
the problem is, right, if you hand back the drugs and then you bring your son to the guards, right, and it gets out, like you mean, that even though they got their drugs back, right, and the criminal fraternity that were involved in giving him the drugs to sell in the first place, get wind that he's been down the Garda station, they're going to consider him a rat. What did he tell him? What did he not tell him? That's going to put him in mortal danger as well. Keep away from the girls.
I'm curious here, Angela, you know, how far you can stretch this when we talk about reporting your own family for a crime. Would you report your own son or your father, for example, if he was drink driving?
If he was drink driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd report him to the guards?
Yes, I would, Niall. Well, okay. Because you know what? The thing is, right, if I am at home one night and my dad or my brother or my sister or my mother get into a car, refuse not to get out of the car, and they go down the road and they kill someone, that's on me.
John, the other John, sorry, the first John, Christian John. John, would you report a family member for drink driving? I'm just curious now.
In the sense of, yes, it's dangerous. This is what I would do, Niall, in both cases, right?
I know it's a long-winded answer.
If I found out a family member was either drink driving intentionally or was doing drugs, let me say it's your 17-year-old son again, or daughter for that matter, I would sit them down. I would put it to them that carry on is not acceptable.
No.
I would also say that to continue within this family, i.e. the mother, father and all the rest of it, that you decease and all this or get the hell away from the family. Because, no, I wouldn't deal with either somebody who was going out there intentionally drink driving or doing drugs. I don't have time for either. I really don't. And I would mark that card from day one and that would be the end of it.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Jessica in as well. Hang on. Jessica, hi, how are you? Hello, Jessica.
Jess.
Are you there?
There she is.
Jesus.
There she is.
Yeah, that's something to do with our phone, I think. Jessica, hi, can you hear me?
Is that better?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, no, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Sorry about all that.
Okay, you heard John saying, why would you report a family member, you know, to the guards? Like, why?
Dean, you're big and bold enough to know better.
Because they're big and bold enough to know better. Yeah, go on.
17, you're not a child. 17,
yes,
you're a young adult.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The male brain isn't fully developed until you're 24 years of age.
You're a grown behind. 17, you're a young adult.
You're a young adult.
Don't have large amounts of drugs.
With no idea of what the real world and the repercussions are on your family, because if you did think about it, you wouldn't do it in the first place. She's going to get
it. Oh, yeah, I think there's something wrong with her phone. Jessica, I think you're in a bad area there or something like that. Can you move into a different room or something? Or
run upstairs.
Yeah, go on, try that. Let's try that then, go on, yeah. So, Jessica, I mean, okay, he's not a kingpin.
I knew from 12 not to go near drugs. He's 17-year-old, right? He's big and bold enough to have that kind of stuff in his bedroom. He's big and bold enough to go sit in the outdoor for God knows how long.
Well,
I don't care.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, if you report him to the guards, he's 17, first offence, he'll still have a criminal record. You know, it is going to affect his life.
Boo-hoo. Should have thought about that before he started stashing it.
But kid, he's only 17. What part of that don't you understand?
Me or the float? I'm sorry, I'm trying to be nice, but are you actually that naive? 17, you know damn well that you don't have that kind of amount of crap on you unless you were looking to sell. Are you actually that naive, John? I'm trying to be
he's
nice.
He's been
here,
taking advantage of you, maybe damn well sure. A lot of 17-year-olds, their heads are turned. Look, do us a favour there. Hold this stuff for me there. Put this bag on the bed. Keep this, whatever.
John, can I ask you a question, right? So, if it was your 25-year-old son?
Oh, well, he'd know better, wouldn't he? Because he's automatically an adult.
If it was my 25-year-old son, or if it was my 45-year-old son, I still would bring the drugs back to the person that gave them, right? And I still would not go to the gas. Why would you bring that shit storm down on top of your house?
Well, because your argument is he's 17. You're saying he's 17. He's too young.
Yes,
to know
because
better.
Everyone wants to crucify the 17-year-old, but I don't care. Even if he was 45 years of age and he was my son, I still wouldn't shop him. I'd give the drugs back. I certainly wouldn't get the girls involved because you're bringing shit down on top of the family.
And what about him?
What about him?
What about your son? Did he not bring the shit down on your family?
Yeah, but I would hope I reconcile that. Like, I mean, and counsel him and speak to him and make sure that he doesn't get involved in this shit again.
But sure, wouldn't you have been telling him all his life not to get involved in this shit?
Yeah, but I mean, look, people make mistakes. I mean, do you crucify a 17-year-old and by giving him a criminal record?
Or
still bring him to the attention of the criminals?
No, you see, John, you're contradicting yourself now. You are, because you're saying a 17-year-old child doesn't know good enough, doesn't know well enough. He's not an adult. Yet a 25-year-old or a 40-year-old is an adult, should know better, but still, we'll let them off with it too.
I'm not saying we'll let them off. I would play the same scenario, give the drugs back to the criminals, tell them stay away from my son, right? But I certainly wouldn't get the guards involved.
Okay, well, hold on, all of you, for a second. Hang on, Jessica, Angela and John. Let me just bring Steve in as well. Steve, hi, how are you?
Isn't it amazing, Niall, that you have two people on air right now who don't have children, who think it's quite easy to dob your... Let me fucking speak. I'm only ever coming on the air. You have two women who come on the air who don't have children who think it's easy to dob your child in. So in other words, you would get them a criminal record. And yes, I say you would get them a criminal record because you would be the one snitching on them. You would also put them in danger with the drug dealers. See, there you go. Boo hoo for your child who could get shot in the head and killed by a drug dealer. You heartless cow. That is your child. I hope to Christ, you never ever have a child because you are a horrible human being to turn around and say,
you're so much better, pal.
If your child gets shot.
Okay, let's just break that down a little bit if we can. Jessica, there's a strong possibility that if you report your child. Now, in the email, the son is begging the father for the drugs back so he can give it back to the dealer, and he said he'll never do it again. If you do that, it could all end. If you bring your child to the guards, you know, you might have to give the drugs to the guards. They'd probably, I don't know how they go about that. But either way, the dealers are going to find out about it. And it could bring a lot of problems to you and your family. Sorry?
You make your bed, you're lying it.
But he's
bullshit.
I'm not taking sides here, but he is your son, Jessica.
Are you saying for one second that you never made a mistake when you were 17? That you are the same person now as you were when you were 17?
I never had that amount of drugs in my bed. I never said drugs.
I never said drugs. I said mistakes.
I've never made a criminal mistake.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure that
I've never done that. No, because I knew better. I was raised better.
I didn't say drugs. I said mistakes.
Yeah, I never made the criminal mistake.
I've never done anything.
Okay, sorry, Angela, what are you trying to say there? Go ahead.
You see, this is what I'm saying. The scenario that I put forward is, let the son bring the drugs back and then haul him down to the guards.
Waste of time.
But see, I suppose the point Angela's making, Steve, is that if you give the drugs back and then haul him down to the guards can't really charge him. They can have a word with him.
No, of course not. So this is what you do, Niall. So this is what you do in a scenario like this. When you have a child, you stop. You have no idea what it's like to be a parent. So just wisht. Close your mouth for a second, you heartless cow.
Oh my God.
No, Niall, Niall, you have a person who's coming on air pontificating.
So why am I even here then, Steve? Why am I even here?
I don't know. Good boy. See you. Good luck.
Stop insulting each other. Just get to the point.
Niall, the point is, if you have a child who is dealing drugs, a 17-year-old stupid child who makes mistakes, you be a better parent. You sit them down and you take the drugs off them. You give the drugs back to the drug dealers and you be a parent. You don't report your child to the guards. You do not do that. It will stop them from any prospects from going to war, walking abroad, going on holidays.
Angela, go ahead. Go ahead and respond to that, Angela.
Steve, the thing is, do you not think at the age of 17 you have not already warned him about drugs?
Absolutely, but this time you're going to be a better parent and do your goddamn job.
How are you going to be a better parent by saying,
lock him in
what
his room.
I've been telling you for the past 5-6
don't
years,
care.
Because we're not going to be saying it at 10 or 12 or anything, right? What I've been telling you for the past 5 or 6 years, you have not listened to. So I'm going to tell you again. How is
that going to
change?
Just made a bad decision, Made a bad decision.
I mean, Jessica, there's no doubt what he did is wrong. He's made a bad decision. John is right. Absolutely, really bad decision. He was obviously getting money out of it.
So you suffer the consequences.
Absolutely. So for the consequences, the consequences are he's going to have to shit himself and he's going to have to give the drugs back to the drug dealer. And he's going to have to deal with his parents. And Steve says, be a parent.
No,
you know, lock him in his room if you have to, even if he is 17.
No, I'd be making sure he takes every ounce, every bit down to the guards. And I'd say, look what he's after having under his bed. I hope he's going to do
it. Are you off your
rocker? Because I'm done with him.
Are you off your rocker? Are you off your rocker?
I'd wipe my hands with him.
Do you want your house fired, Mum? Do you want your son shot in the head? Are you off your fucking rocker?
Yes. Can I just talk to Jess there calmly for a second?
Okay. Angela, you talk to Jess calmly for a second. Go on. You talk to Jess calmly.
No. Hi, hon. The only thing about this is, right, it seems to me like it's a big feckin' backpack of cocaine, right? And
it's a large amount, Angela.
To be fair, it was a bag inside the bag. It said a reasonable amount, with small bags.
A reasonable amount, right? So the thing about that is, Jess, you can report him to the guards, you can bring the drugs down, you can do all of that. What you are doing then is you're putting yourself in danger. Now, your son is going to be locked up. He's going to be what? That goes without saying, right? But
he won't be locked.
The thing is, now you're in danger because you.
There's no doubt that he can be locked up.
No, Angela's saying about if you brought him down with the drugs, he could.
If you brought him down with the drugs,
John,
just let me finish. If you bring him down with the drugs are gone, and there could be, let's put an estimate on it, $20,000, right?
Yeah. Okay.
There's $20,000 there owed. So what I would do is, as I said, is give the drugs back, haul them down to the guards. There's nothing.
Is that not a better suggestion? Okay, so I may not completely agree with it, but is that not a better suggestion, Jessica? At least that way, the guards will give him a stern word. He'll shit himself. He has to give the drugs back. The dealer gets the drugs back. He'd be happy. Maybe. I don't know.
But
your son won't go to jail because they can't charge him because there is no drugs. Is that not a better idea, Jessica?
If that's the case of bringing them down, having a stern word, that's in the world.
Sorry, say it again. Is it bringing them down, having a stern word, what?
For a stern word, if that happened to every drug dealer, there'd be no drug dealers.
No.
Clearly, that's not the case.
This kid hasn't been given an opportunity yet. For Christ's sake.
Because he fucking blew it. That's why, Steve. He blew it.
What? No, so you only get one chance at life. That's all you get. And then you're going to crucify them.
In my eyes, because at 17, you should know.
Have you met a
17-year-old
boy? Have you met a 17-year-old boy?
A ton of time.
Have you met a 17-year-old boy? They're stupid, they're gullible, they're easily led. Drug dealers will target them to go out and sell these drugs on their behalf. These youngsters don't go out looking to do this as a fucking job.
That is their own damn fault.
No, it's not. That drug dealers take advantage of them. That's their fault.
No, they don't.
It's a 17-year-old gullible's fault if a drug dealer takes advantage of them. That's a ridiculous statement. You clearly have a brain cell.
No.
Yes, John.
Can I just repeat something I've said already? If the drugs are given back, which is the right thing to do, right, you still do not take your child, 17-year-old, to the barracks because of the simple reason. If it gets out, if he's seen going in by a passing car, pedestrian, whatever, if the word gets out, even the drugs are given back and the word gets back to the criminality that he's been in front of the guard.
He might have shopped there. They're right? Worried that he's shopped
they
them.
They are going to say that this guy mentioned names or whatever. You could still get your house firebombed. Your son could get his shit kicked out of him still. So stay away from the guard.
Yeah, well, it's his own damn fault.
They're not going to do that, John. They're not going to do that.
Angela, I know somebody that actually happened to about 25 years ago. He was a nice guy. I remember he used to go to one of the nightclubs I worked in, and he was a really nice guy. And I remember he was shot dead in Tala.
Yeah.
And
for what?
And so I inquired at the time as to why he was shot dead. Turned out he was down on his luck financially. He had lost his job, and he was asked to move drugs from one part of the city to the other in the back of his car. Now, he didn't realise, but he was being set up, because what these drug dealers will do is they'll give him a small amount to move, they'll rat on him on purpose and have the police basically stop him in the car. Meanwhile, they're moving a larger amount somewhere else. It's a decoy. Yeah. So anyway, he was caught and he was warned not to give any names, all the usual stuff. But sure, he never even got as far as, you know, making a statement. As far as I know, they shot him. So because they didn't
want, it's a prime example.
Dead, and he's dead. And he was only a young lad. He was only 22. But
well,
here,
no,
so
the,
what
the
I'm saying
with that is,
yeah. So I'm just saying what John says is true.
Right?
Yeah.
He, no matter what, he still got caught with all the drugs. Mm. Okay, did get caught with all of them.
Yeah.
They're losing out on money. That's why I'm saying here, you give them back their drugs, they're not losing out on anything. They hear you've gone to the guards. They know you go up and you go, my mom and dad caught me. They caught me with all the drugs. I'm giving them back. They're hauling me down to get a warning from the guards.
Yeah, and the dealers are now shitting themselves that you're going to mention names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stay away from the girls.
No.
Hey, Jessica, okay. And Steve is right. People make mistakes. It was a stupid mistake to make. You're right, Jessica. At 17, he should know better. But clearly he didn't on this occasion. Is it worth throwing everything away over?
Actions have consequences.
I understand they have consequences. I understand the consequences. I do.
But
you see, you're talking about...
No, hang on, just please let Jessica respond to that. Sorry, Jessica.
If his consequence that he can't go to the US or he can't go to Australia, whatever it be, well, then you know what? That's your own damn fault. You shot yourself in the foot.
The consequences clearly outweigh the crime here in this situation. Clearly, if he is a small-time drug dealer at the age of 17 and his entire life will be ruined for any jobs prospects going abroad or perhaps getting a bullet in the head, I think that is a bit of an over-exaggeration for the small crime that he's committing. That's not to say what he's doing isn't bad. It's shit. It's terrible. And he needs to learn a lesson. But that lesson should be given to him by his parents, not by drug dealers are not by the police.
Yeah, I agree
but
with
you
us.
Know what?
100%.
Very quickly, go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew.
If we were to do this for every young 17-year-old out there and let them away with it, aren't we always saying that that's the problem with society now? Aren't we
You're
saying
not
that,
away with it.
That because that there is no consequences anymore? Kids are getting off with things. The guys can't be arsed taking him for damage, can't be arsed taking him for theft. Isn't that the problem now? Isn't
be a better parent.
There is no. It doesn't. So now you're blaming the parents.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. You're responsible for your children. If they grow up to be drug dealers and you don't spot it or you don't do anything about it, you're a shitty parent. Do your goddamn job.
You've
one job.
He's 17. You don't do anything about it. We're just telling him to do something about it. That's not the case.
You sit him down and you point out. If you want to remain part of this family, you don't carry on like that. You don't bring disgrace on yourself. You don't bring disgrace on this house. You don't put this house in danger of being burned to the ground or one of our family badly hurt or yourselves killed. This ends now.
Okay, on that note, listen, I'm going to have to wrap it up. I got some WhatsApp voicemails that I need to play as well. Thank you very much indeed, guys.
Niall, Angela doesn't have kids. I'm not degrading her by saying that, but when you have kids, it's a whole different ball game. A whole different ball game, let me tell you. Completely. Cheers, pal.
Jess, you're having a clue. You're having a clue what love is all about. Go have a child, and then when he's 17, bring him to the guards. You're full of it. Absolutely full of it, Jess. You don't know what love is, let me tell you. Cheers, Niall.
Yeah, Neil the taxi driver has a lot to say there, by the way. Don't forget, go to his TikTok account, by the way, for Neil the taxi driver. Very popular man. Steve, by the way, sent in a message as well. Says, not the same Steve, a different Steve. Jessica's a moron. In which what world would a mother give up her son to the guards while risking the rest of the family's life? In my opinion, this all comes back to education. Educate your kids on drugs, drug taking and drug dealing. Trying to protect them doesn't work in this day and age with social media. Some of the comments, by the way, coming in here. Oh, yeah, where are they now? Yeah, David says, kids need to divorce his parents, make good on skag deal and bail. That's what my younger self would have said. David, are you all right? Sylvia says, nice thought. However, the owners of said drugs will come after you. House, car, etc. Spell this out to your son. He's probably in debt to the owners of the drugs already. Pay them off and encourage him to go to rehab. It doesn't actually mention the kid is on drugs, by the way. But anyway, Druby says, Jesus, no. Imagine the trouble that could follow from both sides. Confront him to get off the drugs and for it not to happen again. He's out the door. And David says, what good can possibly come out of calling the coppers on your kid? Antonio said, the drugs, if he is dealing them, are hurting people's lives. Take the drugs and give him an ultimatum to stop, or you'll bring the guards to the house to deal with him. I'm still intrigued by that first one, by the way. David, can you make sense of that, anyone? Kids need to divorce his parents, make good on skag deal and bail. That's what my younger self would. It doesn't make any sense at all, really, does it? Anyway, maybe... smoking a bit of the weed while he was writing it or something. I don't know. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed to everybody involved in the show. Please, by the way, we try to put together two shows for you every day, two podcasts for you every day, two topics for you every day. One is on news, one is on, you know, a social issue or whatever it happens to be, or an email like that. And it's just obviously to give you something to listen to give you a voice, to give you a platform, to let you on, uncensored. No other show does this. We're the only fully interactive live podcast in the country. The only one. Fully interactive live podcast. That means you can come on Zoom, as people do, guests do on a regular basis. You can come on WhatsApp messages being played. You can come on the phones. It's fully interactive. We want to make it better. And we have a plan to make it better and to put it into more places, etc., etc. But there's another plan we have too, to improve the quality of our phone lines. And that's something we're toying around with at the moment. Every now and again, you might hear a click on the phone line or whatever. But to make it better, we need better equipment. And that equipment is expensive. Just for the phone lines alone is 15,000. I know. Sure, yeah, if I even told you how much it costs for all this, you'd be shocked. But we paid for it ourselves because we wanted to give you that opportunity. So please help us to do that. We don't make any money out of it. None of the three of us get paid for this. But we do have costs involved in running this show. And it's thousands every month it costs us to run this show. So please support us. Go to our website, nileboylan.com. You can donate there, by the way, 5 or 5 million. Just click the donate button. You'll see the donate button if you go to the menu on the left-hand side of the page or on the top of the page if you're on a computer. Or you can subscribe. It's $5.99 plus tax a month. Please subscribe to the show. For that, you can go in and you can watch all the videos of all the previous shows. Normally, you can only get to see the audio for free, all the videos. Remember, we never charge you for listening to the show every day. You can watch it live on Facebook or Twitter every single day. People often ask, Niall, why do you take down the videos after the show is finished, both on Twitter and Facebook? Well, the reason we take it down is because we want you to go to the website and download it from our website. At least that way we get some traffic. So please go to the website, nileboylan.com. Don't forget, you can listen to any of our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, and all the usual places that you get your podcasts. But if you want to watch them, you have to go to the website. And you can watch those interviews. We did a great interview this morning, by the way, in relation to the referendum. So please go on and have a quick look at that. Brendan Power was talking to us about Senator Sharon Keoghan and the posters that the Electoral Commission wasn't too happy about. But you can go and watch that. And you can watch that interview by paying $5.99 a month. You can subscribe. A lot of the stuff, the interviews we do, we don't put them out live. So you can only get them from the website. So please subscribe and please support us. We really, really need your financial support. We've no other way of making money. So please financially support us. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be back again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.